Who didn't?
You.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't care.
We didn't technically ask them to do it.
Yeah. Oh, no. And we're live.
Yay.
Sorry. It's a little loose. My bad.
Good job doing that.
What's up, guys? It's Garage Junkie. After a week of not being here.
And we're still missing one.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think so. We got Adam. Who are we missing?
Are we missing someone? I thought we were missing
no one
somebody.
Important.
Yeah. I don't think we're missing anybody. What's up, Josh? Ah, man, what a day. What a day. How's everyone doing out there? I guess we'll wait for a few more people to log in, but man, it's good to be back.
Is it, though?
I don't know. I don't know. So we have Adam here with us today.
How's it going?
Damn. Yeah, we all remember our damn Lundquist. I guess Gilbert's out. His wifey poo had some nostril surgery, I suppose. Ah, Josh finished his remodel.
Nice, all done.
Fuck yeah. Right on, Josh.
Dope.
Get it. Do you watch this while you're driving, Josh? And how do you reply while you're driving? It's a bit odd. It seems like he's only watching like when he's like, oh, got to get out of the car. Oh, man.
Hey, Tony's on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Gilbert's wifey had a minor surgery on her nose. I guess, not a deviated septum surgery, but something kind of like that, I guess.
They broke her nose.
Yeah, did something with her nose.
Yeah.
Oh, he said talk to text. He is driving. Yeah. There you go, bud. Sweet.
Gibby does that shit, too.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I do sometimes, but it's, like, more annoying. Because then you hit send and you realize you go home and there's, like, 400, like, things that are misspelled.
They get the gist, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't.
Dude, your shirt's dirty, bro.
Who, me?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
I worked today.
I don't believe it one bit.
Okay.
What have you been doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Again, me?
Yeah, you.
working on patching up a thing.
What? Tell us how you really feel. What do you feel about that, bud?
I was pretty okay with it this morning until I worked on it for 5 hours. And I was like, no. The hole keeps getting bigger.
Well, your patch panel you made was fit in really nice. It's just chasing everything else that was done prior to.
Yeah.
I think we did a good job on it, though. Hey, what's up, Gilbert? Nice of you to show up.
Hey, look. Gibby's here.
Yeah.
Yay.
What's up, Kay?
And it's actually him today, not his wife.
It could be.
Well, maybe it is his wife. I don't know.
He probably went to the store to get some Chinese food.
Or to the Chinese food store?
Oh, I don't know.
Chinese food place?
Maybe.
I don't have any snacks today.
I don't either.
I'm not even hungry.
Me either.
That burrito was gigantic.
I sound excited? How do I sound excited, Gilbert?
He's excitable.
Excited. So excited. I think he's being facetious because we're just like kind of droning.
No, I'm
well, then
tired.
Let's talk about that guy.
Oh, yeah. Adam wanted to talk about that guy. And I'm pretty sure there's loads of memes about that guy, right?
Yeah, because in the car community especially, I'm sure it's the same in all kinds of subcultures, but there's like a guy that you see that there's like 100 of his twin. So,
or more.
For example, I'm talking about guys like flat billers. They drive, their trucks have big rims on it, really skinny mud tires.
Pavement princess tires.
They always have flat bill hats on and like a plaid polo shirt. They're probably also into motorcycles a little bit. And then there's also like the guy that wears New Balance sneakers and tall white socks and khaki cargo shorts and always has a different like NHRA shirt on. They're always different though, and they're always like over a decade old.
And they're always white.
Yeah. White or like a blue. Like yeah. A darker blue.
And they're so dingy from just being old. Or maybe it's the guy that's wearing them that makes it look that way. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like the dad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
an archetype.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the dad, typical dad, cargo shorts, New Balance sneaks, and just a polo maybe sometimes, or an old Good Guys t-shirt.
Yeah, Good Guys. Yeah, I think Johnny said that earlier. They're like the Good Guys guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Well, I mean, you could be, because if you're doing, like, a street race or you're going to race and you see a guy hop out of his car and you think you're fast and he's wearing New Balance, you're screwed, yeah. Bud.
He has.
He's been around the
block. Retirement fund, boy.
Yeah.
Was that Jason Statham with a electrical lead on his?
Yeah, that's part of like a movie he was in. I'm trying to find like a picture.
There's also truckers. You'll see that a lot of truckers are like Indian dudes or Sikh guys, and they have turbans and they'll wear their sandals while they're climbing up on top of the rig, like unloading cars as if they're just, I don't know.
We get a lot of those coming in, dropping off product at Hensley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you guys could
think of
a couple.
What about like Corvette drivers?
Corvette drivers?
Yeah.
They kind of have that same Good Guys guy look.
Yeah, definitely.
They always have a Corvette hat and a Corvette polo.
And the only modification they've done to their car is like a sticker and wheels at the most. Everything else is stock. But they're so proud of their stock Corvette. Because they've been dreaming about it as they've been working at a job they hate for the past 25 years, thinking, in 25 years, I'll retire and get a
Corvette.
Nice Corvette.
Yeah.
Did you see that one at the same time? Yeah. Sorry. I'm looking at memes right now. Hold on. Let's bring everybody in on this one here. This one.
I like the Karma Sutra.
Look at this one. Right. Where is it?
Right there. I could write the second edition of that book.
That's a good one. I like that. Oh, man. Oh, what's this?
What's what?
Let's talk about Mr. Tool Guy. What does that mean? That's what Josh is asking. Let's talk about Mr. Tool Guy.
Gibby says, turn up the master audio gain, bruh.
Nope. Not gonna.
Bruh.
Turn up your volume on your phone.
Is Josh talking about, like, the guy that works out of his home garage, never worked a day in his life in a shop, but has, like, $75,000 worth of Snap-on tools?
Yeah.
That he can, yeah.
Well, who are
has a $30,000 scan tool.
Well, it's like we were talking to Fish yesterday, and he dropped off that car. And he's like, you got that guy that comes in, and he said, my brother would do it.
Oh, yeah, my brother's a mechanic, man.
Yeah.
Dude, why are you guys charging so much? My brother's a mechanic. He said he'd do this for, like, a quarter of the price. Like,
he's
this
your brother.
Rip off.
First thing.
Yeah.
Good luck getting your brother to warranty a motor.
Well, not only that, it's like...
like, does he have $7,000 to shit out to fix... his fuck ups? No.
No, he's gonna fuck it up and you're gonna be asked out of all that money.
And then you'll be right back at my shop asking me to rebuild your motor and I'm gonna give you the same price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Josh wants to explain what Mr. Tool Guy is. He says give him a second, he's gonna explain. For those that are just listening, we're on YouTube and we got people commenting and talking with us on the chat function.
So if you want to talk to us, chat us up.
He said, no, I'm talking about the guy who has the vinyl painted floor in his garage and the super awesome full set of cabinets around all three sides that are decorated in diamond plate.
$100,000 cabinet man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, he hired a classy closets to come in and do up his whole garage. And then at the end, he isn't bothered to actually look through flooring, so he just gets that stupid perforated plastic bullshit that falls up, that turns to gum the first time it hits brake clean.
Gum.
I like that guy that buys a lift to put in his garage so he can put two cars in the one spot. He only has the lift to store another car underneath. That's like fuck you money.
Yeah.
It's I wish my garage was big enough to put a lift in so I could do that. Because fuck you money.
Well, probably you could probably fit another bug on top of your bug.
Likely.
Like the identical car. You could build a little mini lift and park two Beetles, you know, or your bus.
Right.
Do your bus, the bug over the bus and just do it. Make the bug lift up just enough that it touches the ceiling and then see if you can park your bug under it. I bet you could.
Nah. The bus actually is still pretty tall.
Yeah.
Even with it being lowered.
I don't know. They're like about there.
Yeah. It's bigger than that.
Yeah. It's pretty tall. Pretty tall.
I don't think so.
Pretty tall. Pretty tall.
Well, yeah, but you have to have a 10-foot ceiling first, Gilbert. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What other that guys are there?
Oh, man. The kid that just got into motorcycles. So he has, it's his first motorcycle, and it has like a 34-inch extended front Springer fork, and it's a little Tijuana toothpick bike, and he decides to put swastikas on it because he saw an old man who had a swastika on his bike, and so he's like, oh, that's cool.
I'm going to do
that. And he puts it on that too, not understanding that that old man killed the fucking Nazi that he pulled that swastika off of, and it's a fucking war trophy. It ain't him being a Nazi.
Yeah.
Any
more?
I'm having a hard time thinking of that guy. That
they
kind
of tend to get a little racist.
There's the bro, right? Black socks.
Yeah.
Long shorts.
Usually a white dude with a hefty trust fund and his dad's F-350.
That fully his dad, lifted.
Yeah, sent to Kansas to have him put some, like, classy kit on where they lift it and paint the inside of the headlights and chrome
they only do that in Kansas. Pan.
There's a lot of companies that that's all they do is they take in newer trucks and then they'll make them like a more luxury edition. I know Josh out there, you've know a lot more of these companies than I do, but the one that Josh showed me, they completely take up, like, all the way down to the headlights. They'll take apart the headlight. They'll paint the inside of the headlight so that it's a candy red instead of the chrome. They'll chrome everything under the truck and then make it actually, like, perform and stuff, too. But they're basically showpieces that kids bring to the car shows out back in the Midwest.
Interesting. I didn't know about that guy.
Well, we're not really talking like that guy. Now we're like getting almost demographics, right? So types of vehicles.
So the trike guy. Being in the Volkswagen industry as long as I was, I met so many of these trike guys, and usually they're like a really Republican liberal. If that makes sense. So we had one, she would bring her trike in, and then one day he started bringing his trike in. And being Doug's, we don't care about any of that. You just, okay, your name's changed, but you're the same person, basically, just different gender or whatever. And, but he was very, like, Republican-y, like, cowboy type. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily Republican in political views, but demographic-wise. Always wearing a cowboy hat, cowboy boots, you know. Bring his trike in for service. But they're all just weird, but a little nerdy. And they all have the same vibe to them.
Trike people.
Yeah, people that like VW trikes. The Harley trikes and motorcycle-based trikes are completely different. Those people are usually too old to stand up. Like, their hips are too fucked up to stand up a bike.
But they still want the wind in their lack of hair.
Yeah, but they still want the, like, motorcycle experience. And I've only seen a handful of trikes that have been pulled off well. Like, done, look like they weren't trying too hard. I feel like most trikes out there, they look like they're trying way too hard, if that makes sense.
Right. Just over the top. Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Josh says that the Daryl Atkins guy is a guy who Friday night he hits the dirt bike track with the Lift the Dodge Ram flat bill. Saturday night, he's got the full country gear on, hits the bull riding in AJ.
And Sunday night, he beats his wife at home.
After church.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, got to go to church first.
Because she made him look bad at church.
Yeah. Yeah. Stereotypes much?
Oh, yeah. Well, they exist in everything. And I don't know. I don't think they're necessarily a bad thing.
What's a stereotype?
I got friend plenty
like,
of buddies who are
Panasonic.
Yeah,
I got Sony, plenty of Ricer Kenwood. Friends, like guys that are into like the Mitsubishi Eclipses, specifically the JD or not JDM DSM, the Diamond Star Motors, that weird fucking Mitsubishi that had a Dodge motor in it.
Oh, it's because Dodge and Mitsubishi were like the same company in the '80s.
Yeah. But I got a buddy who's way into those. He has the world record for the fastest Mitsubishi Eclipse. Nate Sterner, shout out to him. Forget your shop name and I feel like a piece of shit.
A piece of shit.
Nate Tuned. N8 Tuned. Look him up.
Me?
Right now?
Like right now?
No, I'll
make sure you
at
use
home.
Bing.
Hmm.
I wish Zach was watching. So he has a lot of that guy experience.
Oh, yeah. And he's funny, too.
He's funny as shit.
He's so hilarious.
Hmm.
I think he's working right now. He's usually busy Saturday afternoon, so he doesn't watch.
Yeah.
Now we're just scrolling through car memes.
Yeah. Well, I was.
Come
I was
on,
just
let's keep the people interested.
Yeah.
What?
Don't just look at your computer.
What? Well, I've had a question on my mind for the last couple of weeks.
Shoot.
And it's because it's something I think about all the time. Now, most things that you're into, most anything that you're into, whether it's petting your dog, petting your cat, or
heavy petting.
Petting your wife, right? There is some sort of sacrifice, right? So that being said, like, car guys sacrifice something to be car guys. They sacrifice doing something in order to be in that garage to work on their car. So my question is, what is it that you think you sacrifice to work on your cars? Like, do you think, like, you have a heavy sacrifice? Or do you, you know, give and take a little bit? Like, I don't know. That's my question for the week, I think. Like, what is it that you sacrifice in order to do what you want to do with your car? And then why?
After being in the automotive industry for so long, the only thing I sacrifice to work on my car now is sleep. That's the only thing that's worth it to me to sacrifice. Because, like, everything else is too, especially now that I'm having a family and my fiance's pregnant, like, I'd much rather just wake up 2 hours, but wake up at 3 a.m. so that I can fix the AC in my Jetta and be able to pick up my kid with AC rather than, like, pick him up and then go, okay, play inside on your tablet, and then go out to my car and work on my car, like, during the day. Like, it doesn't seem to be worth it.
Yeah.
Like, anything but just sleep. And a lot of that is a product of being in the restoration industry for so long. It really gives you a feeling of, like, oh, that's just a sea of M&Ms.
It is.
Like, it's all the same, just a different color and a different shape. Like,
I like M&Ms.
And, yeah, M&Ms are fun every once in a while, but it's not as important, you know. I've seen a lot of guys in the automotive industry work, like, as if they were over-the-road truckers. Like, they're never home, but few days a week. But really, they work at the shop 2 miles away from their house, you know what I mean? The only time they're home is from 11 at night till 3 a.m, and they're back at work. You know, they have no family life.
It's all about that hustle.
Yeah, or figuring out how to organize your hustle so that it doesn't affect what you really want to do. And if working on cars is what you really want to do, then I'm not shaming, like, sacrificing your time doing other things.
Well, it's like my uncle was a heavy line mechanic, and now he's well into his 60s, probably nearing 70 or over. I don't really pay attention when he was born necessarily or how old he is. You know, he's my uncle. Mm-hmm. You know, dirt under the fingers, always smelled like gear oil. You know, heavy line, meaning like diesel, full-size, Peterbilts, yeah. Like all that crazy shit.
Is his name Bob?
No.
Always wore coveralls.
Always still does.
Had a pajama set of coveralls.
Yeah. Still does, yeah.
That's my grandfather.
And his house, to this day, still looks like, well, it was built, I think, in the 50s, but designed in the 70s, and he hasn't changed any of the decor. Wood paneling on the walls. He's got the flower couches, you know, like, you know, the carpets.
Survivor.
The carpet's brown, right? So, and I watched him grow up. As I was growing up, I didn't watch him grow up, but as I was growing up, I watched him work 80-plus hours a week. He didn't get married until like 10 years ago in his 50s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so his sacrifice was, well, this is what I'm good at. I'm going to do this. I don't really care about making a family or doing this, that, or the other thing. It just, for him, it wasn't even a sacrifice. It was just
the way
he did it. Yeah. But yeah, he got married, and he married into a woman who had older kids. And I think he kind of, now he's raising grandchildren that essentially aren't really his. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he...
But he's enjoying life right now.
Skipped the hard part.
The thing is he still works at that shop. But now he's the manager, you know? Still works his ass off. Probably doesn't work as many hours, but he's not under a truck anymore. And because he worked 80 hours a week for 30, 40 years, every fucking day, 30, 40 years in a row, he does not have to worry about money. You know,
he didn't have time to spend it.
Yeah, nor did he probably want to. I mean, he bought guns and went hunting and he did his things that any normal man would do. But he needed a new truck. He would just go out and buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you sacrifice, sir?
Money, I guess.
And time.
Yeah. But as I get older and my kids are getting older, I'm starting to realize same thing as Adam. Just kind of realized, like, I want to spend more time at home and I want to sacrifice less at the shop and stuff. So, which is why I took last week off, why we weren't here last week. So,
I'd rather hang out at the house with my 7-year-old than work on my van at this point. Like,
yeah.
Just sit on the couch and watch TV. It's more fun. Or it feels more fulfilling.
Yeah.
Click, click. What was that?
Oh, and here's Josh. He says, and the catch with that, you have to balance that with enjoying your money now and spending it now, because I know a guy who did the same thing, drove a truck for bashes for 30 plus years, saved up all this retirement money. And wait, he's got a, I'm sure there's
another, more.
Another comment. Keeled over and died from heart attack.
Probably retired and then died a week later. I've heard stories like that. Yeah.
And that's another thing. I'm not necessarily living paycheck to paycheck. I have some money in savings. I mean, I'm not too stupid, right? Then he got Alzheimer's, and a year later, never knew he even worked for Bashes.
That's funny terrible. In a terrible way. Fuck.
That sucks.
Wow.
But yeah, that's so. I try to, you know, I spend a little bit of money on my vehicles, or I buy vehicles that I would rather drive than buy a new car, you know, stuff like that. And you get enjoyment from that. Oh, and then he died a year after that. Jeez, man. You want to give a crazy story, Josh?
Bummer, yeah. Josh.
Man.
On a happier note, it says up here that Brian test drove the 30 and the front end is perfect.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, Brian. Hey,
hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, Brian put a new front end on his 30.
It's a little bit lower.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I saw his post on Instagram earlier. And I was like, oh, I like that.
I think I liked it, too. Mm. What do you think you sacrificed there, Johnny?
Virgins.
Really?
Mm.
Do you think you sacrificed anything? Right now we're trying to build a business, so...
A lot of time.
Yeah, just time.
Yeah. Time with my wife, but a lot of times, I mean, when we're at home, we just sit on the couch and watch TV. And it's not that I don't like to spend time with her, but I feel like my time could be utilized better.
Yeah, that's how I feel too.
Like, watching TV isn't important.
You aren't living in the moment enough, man.
Live in the now.
Fuck all that other shit. Just focus on right now.
Right now. I am. What we're doing right now, I'm focused on.
But all the time, even when you're sitting at home on the couch with your wife watching stupid 90 Day Fiancé where fucking Lana doesn't even show up to the last goddamn episode.
Stupid Lana.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You dude, watch this, way too much dumb TV there,
dumb,
bro.
No, I watch it. I watch it to like hang out with my fiance.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, this stupid man online dating this chick from Ukraine for like 7 years, has never met her. She's bailed on him like 17 times. He hires a private investigator to go track her down. The guy goes to some bathhouse internet cafe thing in the Ukraine and is like, yeah, she does not live there. She's nowhere to be seen. The guy's like, no, you're lying. She really exists. And the show, like, intentionally, sorry if it's a spoiler alert, everyone, but the show intentionally leads you on to believe that he's getting scammed the entire time. And then all of a sudden, she fucking exists and she shows up in the last episode. Like, I feel cheated.
Yeah, they just
like
draw
that man.
You on.
She's a crisis actor.
Well, to get halfway back on subject, like the times, like I take evenings off, just go straight home. Or like Saturday when I took the day off, my kids and my family are used to me not being there. And this is kind of a sucky, not sucky. Like they don't even pay attention that I'm home because they're used to me being gone so much. You know, it's like. It's no like, hey, dad's home. Let's do something with dad. It's like, well, they're just doing what they usually do, and I'm the guy with nothing to do because they're all stuck doing what they usually do that time of day. Or like on Saturdays, they do their normal Saturday routine, and I'm not doing my normal Saturday routine. So they're like, you know, like, what do we do?
Yeah.
Sit on the couch, and that's what I did all Saturday.
And that's
sat
not
on the couch.
A bad thing to do. Like, I hate this idea that, like, especially the older generation has that if you aren't actively conversing like we are right now, then it's fucking bullshit that we're together.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They have this idea that like people can't just exist next to each other and get some sense of community or satisfaction out of that. Like
when there's like an awkward silence, so you feel like you need to talk.
Is what you're saying? No, like I'm on my phone, playing on my phone, while my kid's sitting right next to me, snuggled up to me, watching Adventure Time on TV. I have no in. Well, I guess Adventure Time's
Adventure
bad.
Time's dope.
Yeah, because that's a cool show. But like Paw Patrol. He's watching Paw Patrol on TV. I have no interest in Paw Patrol. I'm just interested in what's going on my phone. But the fact that we're sitting like right next to each other, hanging out together, that still
you're in two different
means
worlds.
Something. Yeah. But yeah, someone from an older generation will be like, that doesn't count because you're not both watching the same thing. How? I don't think that's...
They're trying to control your mind.
Well, I think... They're too used to watching live television. Yeah. Back in the day when you tuned your radio to the right frequency so you could check out Mr. Lavender's Happy Hour radio show.
Everybody
you know
listened
what I mean?
To the same
and
exact thing.
And everyone would listen to it, and then everyone would go to work the next day and go, did you listen to Mr. Lavender's radio hour? It was so riveting last night. And everyone, it was like an event that everyone was at. We don't really have that anymore.
Right.
Like
everybody's into different things and they're all watching different stuff and doing different whatever they want
to
do.
And I think it's just an ad like humans adapting to that.
Right. Like, well, old people are out of touch.
Yeah.
I'm out of touch.
Most old people. Not I've met a lot of old people very recently that are very like seem to be much more with it, but
they're hip. They're with
no,
it.
They're not hip at all, but they have a general understanding of the basic workings of the universe. Like,
but I don't know. I feel like it's nice to be able to be with somebody and just shut the fuck up for a while.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to talk.
The best, you know, you've got a good friend. When you can both get in, me and Mike, all the time at work, we'll be like, we'll just nod to each other and go like this. And then we'll both go and clock out, get into the car, and drive to the Japanese food place. And we'll be standing in line going, oh, we haven't said a goddamn word to each other. We didn't even like clarify that this is where we're going for lunch. Those are your best friends, dude. The ones that you don't have to say jack shit to because they just kind of know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those are the best friends that you can get in. Or that's when you know you've really gotten comfortable in a relationship with a woman is when you can get into a car and go get food and just be quiet and she can just sit on her phone the whole fucking time and you can just drive, ask her where to turn and stuff, you know? You don't have to have any conversation outside of that. Like, that's when a relationship is the most comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. Or when you go out to eat and you're literally just at the table with a fork and knife and you're just eating, you know? Like,
that still always feels awkward to me. I feel like somebody should be like, there should be some semblance of conversation. Unless the food's that fucking good.
Well...
The food's so good, everyone's huddled over their plate like a prisoner eating their last meal in an open cafeteria.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me and my wife, we don't really get out too much. So when we do, like, we just kind of don't say anything.
Yeah, you just hang out. Because
let's just sit
the
here
other
for a minute,
12
you know.
Hours of the day, you were coordinating life as a family.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to talk. You can just enjoy each other's company and relax.
Yeah. It is nice.
So.
It's nice I to think, shut the fuck up for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is. Well, that and my kids, like, if you know me at all, I'm pretty loud. And they
learn. Oh, so I can't fucking imagine the one that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So both my kids try to combat their old man and try to be the loudest one in the house. Because they're waiting for their balls to drop, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, with my wife being the quiet one in the house, she's just like, can everyone fucking shut up, please? Like, it's too fucking loud in here.
Yeah.
We got three TVs going, a cell phone going, with like music playing, everything. Quiet. So when we go out to dinner, we just want to quiet, you know?
Yeah.
Quiet, yes.
And then the waiter thinks that your family's all arguing.
Oh yeah. That's my wife's mom. She's always like, every time Jackie and I get together at her mom's house, like, she always thinks we're arguing. Like, no, it's how we fucking talk to each other. Like, what the fuck? What's your problem? You know what I mean?
Mind your business, woman.
Like, when we were dating, she was like, why is he always yelling at you? Like, oh, I'm not yelling. You know?
Yeah, all of Jen's
no,
friends.
No, I can't stop yelling because that's how I talk.
All of Jen's friends, all my fiance's friends asked her, like, why is Adam so pissed off? Oh, that's just the shape his face makes. He just walks around like that normally.
It's like
he's got resting bitch face.
Yeah, resting bitch face.
Whatever the man equivalent of resting bitch face.
Would it be like resting dickhead face?
I guess it's
face?
The same thing.
Yeah, what
resting bitch face? What, still being a bitch.
Resting asshole face?
Yeah, like what would be a good like man
resting term? Dick face.
No, cuz that's I don't know.
So you my wife like says dick. That I have the fuck you look. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That.
I just
it wasn't
look,
until
I
met
look
Genevieve
angry all the time.
It wasn't until I met Genevieve that I realized I walk around malls like this. Like I'm ready to rip someone's fucking throat out. Like,
well, don't bro me if you don't know me.
I have a shirt that says that on it.
I know. I still remember the story you told me about the guy that jumped in front of you at the food place you were getting a drink at. You remember what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You get your cup at the counter, and you go to fill it up, and this dude jumps in front of you and starts filling it up with lemonade and tea, and he turns back to you and he goes, Arnold Palmer. And what did you say? I don't know if it's appropriate.
I can't. It's 2020. I can't.
Yeah, we can't go there.
It's not. I was a younger man, and
well, we can. You have to say it, man. We could put what do you call it? Like
you can fill it in.
Yeah,
Arnold. I called him the F word, and not fuck.
A bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer is a bundle of sticks. And then he turns and he continues filling his cup. And as he's walking away, he looks back at you and he says, sorry, bro. And you go,
don't
bro
me if
you
don't
know me.
With my teeth clenched.
That
grinding.
Was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard in my life when you told me that. I about died. You had me creased.
I have. I attract like weird people.
Oh man. Yeah, I walk around too, like I guess resting bitch face too.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm always scanning. Like I'm doing something different in my head.
Oh, and abused men.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, just abused men that feel too manly to admit they've been fucking horribly abused by.
Well, there's a term I had for that. Because you have like you know the women that are they have beaten wife syndrome, so they're very what do you call it, like closed off and like afraid
usually
to
a
speak.
A higher pitch voice, very timid.
Yeah, really. So there's like a term for guys.
A lot of whispering.
You know when guys are beaten so much too. Like I mean, it's literally the same thing. Like when you're beaten down.
Oh yeah, like just a beaten down man, battered man. Yeah.
You have battered man syndrome?
No.
Yeah, I was like, I don't feel like I get that vibe from you.
No. But it's something similar, you know what I mean? But anyway.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
You're saying something right now.
No, I had a thought earlier, and I can't remember what it was. Never mind.
Your shirt's still dirty.
Your face is dirty.
I'm looking at it right now.
Your mother is dirty.
I don't really appreciate that.
I do.
Oh man,
I appreciate the shit out of it.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yes, anyways.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought because I went off on the tangent of Adam's comment to the man at
the
soda
funniest
machine.
Story that Johnny ever told me that I remember off the top of my head every time. Especially when the song Don't Call Me White comes on by NoFX. I think, what, you were working in like a pizza restaurant or something?
KFC.
KFC, yes. Oh, that's even better. KFC. And some guy just comes in and yells, "Don't call me Mike." Don't call me Mike.
The story goes, there was this guy that I worked with named Mike, and my friend Tom came in three sheets to the wind one night and got right in Mike's face, and he says, "Don't call me Mike! Don't call me a fucking fag bitch!" Right in his, like, 2 inches from his face, like, spitting on him and everything. But, it's from a NoFX song.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call me white. Yeah. So,
and the premise of that song is basically
don't call me Mike.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Left turn.
Yeah. Off on the old tangent there.
Anything cool going on in the car world this week? Anybody done anything cool to their cars?
Not really. Spent all my car money this week on a gun.
Adam got a cool fire piece.
He got a gun.
Pistol. After that,
he walked in with it, and I went, "Oh my God, he's got a gun!"
After seeing how stupid mass shooters have gotten to the point where they go to Westgate Mall during an active quarantine, there's no one there to shoot.
But then also they get upset that Payway or what was it, PF? No, the other.
Panda Express
was closed.
Yeah, that he got pissed off that Panda Express was closed.
It's been closed for 2 months, idiot.
Some dumb broad convinced him not to finish her off because she was like, "You already shot me. Why do you need to shoot me again?" He went, "Oh yeah, you're right."
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
How stupid are mass shooters getting nowadays that they go to a mall during a pandemic?
I think maybe he was just bored.
Well, apparently, Panda being closed and then not being able to see a movie is what set him off. But from what I understand, and they were talking about it on Holmberg yesterday, and I know I'm not talking into the mic.
So let's say you go to the movie theater. You're walking into the movie theater. Obviously don't have an AR on you. Because it's enormous, and you couldn't hide it. So you go to the movie theater, and they go, "No, sorry, sir. We're not open because of the pandemic." You go, "Fuck. Today got terrible. At least I can get some Panda Express." And then you go to Panda Express, and they go, "No, we don't have whatever you want," or "They're closed," or whatever.
Most pandas have a drive-thru.
So you decide to go to your house, get an AR, and drive all the way back?
Is that really the story?
Yeah. Wouldn't it make more sense to call in advance? Like, "Hey, are you open?"
"Hey,
no?
Excuse me.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll just stay at home and make dinner."
I'm thinking about doing a mass shooting, and I'm just wondering if you guys have anything that would, like, set me off. Is there anything there that would, like, set me off? This is the mall information center, right? Yeah, I don't know why you guys exist either, but I'm glad you do now, because is there anything there that would, like, piss me off to the point where I would go and massacre a bunch of people?
I was bullied when I was a kid, so I'm going to, like, kill people and stuff.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys have is there call ahead seating to this mass shooting?
Sir, we're closed.
What the fuck? Yeah, man. We're taking another left turn there, didn't we?
Yeah. Completely off base here. This is no longer a car show.
Yeah, it's just comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's comedy.
It's like
Clarkson
Hammond and May driving boats.
I'm glad that nobody, at least from what I know now, I know somebody was in the hospital for a bit, but most part injuries weren't too serious, and he only
he didn't even kill anyone.
Yeah, but anyway, let's get off of that.
A fucking moron.
Let's get off of that. But anyway, yeah, I'm definitely glad he didn't hurt too many people, at least as far as what I know at this point. Because I know somebody was still in the hospital for their injuries. Yeah. So.
It did cause me to go and buy that pistol, though. Like, that was the tipping point for me. So about 3 years ago, I realized that I was that dude that was carrying around a gun, and like I'd shot it at the range, but never really thought about it. And I was the exact kind of guy that was going to end up shooting through a mall full of toddlers to stop a black kid from stealing $16 from an Orange Julius. Like, I shouldn't have been carrying a gun at the time. And so I stopped carrying a gun, and I started carrying a first aid kit with everything to stop gunshot wounds and be able to get people to the hospital before they died of a gunshot wound. And I figured, well, I mean, if I'm not going to carry a gun, then I might as well carry this thing. And
that's very proactive.
And recently I've grown up a bunch, like felt like I've become more of a archetypical man, whatever that may mean. And I feel like I am responsible enough to be carrying a gun, in that, like, my first plan would always be to run and then to hide. And then last line of defense is to pull my weapon and kill someone. It's not something that I'm, like, looking out and going to do. But after seeing how stupid that guy was to go to a mall during a pandemic and shoot up the mall while nobody was there except pretty much employees.
The restaurants were just open, so.
It's absolutely senseless now in my head. Like the way that they determine their targets. Whereas before it was crowds. Okay, crowded areas, really packed schools, I'll just avoid those and it'll be fine. But now there's no sense to it. So if I have to carry around an extra few pounds of metal every day, and so be it. It's worth.
But that being said, as a proactive person, you need to be in the range at least once a month.
And that's what a lot of firearms owners don't tell you, is that, like, it's almost a maintenance thing on yourself. Like, if you are going to be carrying a gun, no matter how much you think you've thought of the situation or gone over it in your head, you should still seek out a professional who has had some training of some sort and get them to run you through a program to figure out how to use the weapon that you've bought accurately and efficiently. Because if not, you will end up shooting through a mall of toddlers to kill some black kid trying to steal $16 from an Orange Julius. Like, no, just let him go. You know what I mean? Like, they put you through the scenarios so that, one, you won't get in trouble. Like, you'll only use it when you legally can. And also, they'll make you safer and proficient so that you have confidence to take a shot when it's needed.
Yeah.
Like, I know you've brought up a few times that guy in that church.
Yeah.
He took one step, and you could tell that step wasn't because he needed to get into a position. It was just the thing that he did 2,000 times at the range to draw his weapon. That was the, I take this step to get myself in the position that I need to be. I pull my gun at the same time and I fire. And it was, he did not think while he was doing it. It was muscle memory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a perfect example of a gun owner. I believe the guy had someone like near him at the time too. And that old man.
He was shooting, from the video I saw, he was shooting over a few people, and I think through a few people. So he was that confident. He knew, you know, aim down sights, pull.
I guarantee or squeeze. He didn't really think. Like, he thought, like, oh, shit. And then everything after that was all muscle memory from having been at the range for so many times.
Well, he was a range owner. He owned a gun shop. He had his own range, and he was a firearms instructor.
Hell yeah.
So he's done it more than a couple thousand times.
Yeah, he's he's talking.
But not everyone's like that when they carry guns, and that's what kind of concerns me too. Because then you got all these, especially in this state, Arizona, you got a lot of jackasses that open carry with their cock hanging out, and they don't know how to use it in a stressful environment.
Yeah, I mean, you know me, Mike.
All they do is take it to the courthouse and demand restaurants are opened again.
I'm normally.
I need a haircut.
I'm normally the same position as you, but after my experience today buying that gun, like, what we have in this state is very special.
True.
Like, I went into a store. They didn't know me from anyone. I showed them my ID. They ran it through the FBI website, and I was out of that store in under 10 minutes with a firearm. There is no other country in the world that you can do that. I would be surprised if there's another state in the United States that you can do that.
Texas.
Texas has stricter firearms laws than Arizona.
Really?
Yes. By a bunch. And people don't really talk about it. Like, I don't know why. I don't know if we're trying to maybe keep it a secret so people don't start coming here just to buy guns, because I could see that being a huge problem. But then again, you have to have an Arizona ID.
Yeah.
For the private party sales.
They don't just hand them out like Kit Kats.
No, they definitely made sure they found out. Baby. They found out who I was. They made sure I didn't have any felonies, but I didn't. I'm a law-abiding American citizen, and I was in and out of that store with a handgun and ammunition in under 10 minutes. Background check and all.
Guns, yo.
But that's a special thing. That doesn't exist in other countries.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. I'm stoked because that's the gun I want.
Yeah,
P220. And now I get to shoot it before I buy one. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. But
on that note, like...
Well, in that special.
When I get guns or when I have guns... And I'm not saying I have any right now, because I'm not saying that.
Yeah, tell the whole world.
Nobody knows what I have, where it is, what's going on. Doesn't exist. Not my kids, and maybe my wife.
Yeah, I've never been the type to, like, around a group of friends, just pull that information out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of guys where that's the first thing. Well, I think it's because a lot of guys have an easy time talking to other men about guns. You know, it's kind of a common hobby, especially here in America.
Well, I have an issue with the guy. Because there's more than one of you. With and I know we're in America, and I understand that. I get that. This awesome fucking country. However that may be, I think it's absolutely ridiculous to have the cock hang out of your pants, right? And I mean that.
Only in Arizona, where it's legal to conceal carry without a permit.
Right. Well, no, you know, it is what it is. I think it's ridiculous that people have their pistol hanging out in the open, and I understand it's your right to do that. I just find it silly. It's the same as if you're literally walking around with your dick hanging out of your fly. I don't think everyone needs to know. I have less trust for people open carrying than I do for the guy who I don't know is carrying. And I don't know. That's just me. I don't think everyone needs to know that you have a gun.
Right.
And I definitely don't think you need to walk around with one over your arm like a rifle unless you're out hunting. But this is America. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
And it's your right. And I'm not really going to bombast you for it. I just think it's silly, and I'll never do it.
Bombastic.
You know, bombastic, the fantastic.
Shuggy.
Shuggy.
And there we go off into left field.
Whee! Well, we went down a gun road for like 10 fucking minutes, man.
Yeah, well.
Adam's washing his hands now because He went pee-pees.
He went pee-pees, and then I think he has to get a beverage of sorts.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah. Whoa. I apologize.
You better.
Or do I?
Where is he? Oh, there he is. I see him. He's coming into frame, guys. Let's watch him. as he slowly creeps in. And he, oh, there he is. Hey, boy. What's up? How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Long time no fuck. MC. God damn it.
Oh.
Damn it.
Why does it always have to get homoerotic in here?
What are you talking about?
What? Like I said last show, 2 weeks ago, it's like every time we make a joke, it's about fucking, sex, masturbation, incest, or something gross like that.
But it's not.
It is, though.
Oh, well, I'm the type of guy that likes to fuck his mom and dad.
What the fuck was that?
Can you delete that?
No, that's live. It's live. It's on the internet forever at this point.
Until YouTube takes it down for profanity.
Yeah. Doubt it.
But what,
we don't monetize these,
so they are like, eh, sorry, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't demonetize us.
No.
For saying the C word.
So...
C-word?
If we want to get the conversation back onto cars, I have a 89 E350 Ford van, and it has a C6 automatic transmission and a 7.3-liter IDI diesel motor in it. And the way that Ford got those two things to run together in the 80s was they put this vacuum regulator valve on the side of the throttle. So the throttle position dictates how much vacuum is going from your vacuum pump, because diesels don't really have vacuum, to your trans. So it's determining how much vacuum is pulled from your trans into the vacuum pump.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really make sense. Well, like 4 or 5 years ago, they stopped making the part. Ford stopped making this vacuum regulator valve. And everyone's just kind of been shit out of luck ever since. And then about 2.5 years ago, this guy, Nick Picasa, he's online. He started fucking around with 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled one apart, measured everything, drew it up in CAD, and had parts for it 3D printed. And so slowly he's been going through things like all the springs inside of it, making sure that they have the same pressure, and all the rubber diaphragms and all that kind of stuff he's been working on for the past 2.5, 3 years. And he's finally...
So it's like a 3D printed spring?
No, it's a 3D printed part.
Okay.
But the springs inside of it are still metal, but he has to have them custom made. Oh, to okay. the exact specifications that his part
needs. So that it operates
needs.
Correctly.
That's the only part that he can't really 3D print. But so he just recently started posting them online for sale. Like he's done through the prototyping phase, and he's on to actually production and sending them out, and also having people send him their old VRVs for him to tear apart, bench test, and rebuild. And just about 6 months ago, this other company called Accurate Diesel came out with a mechanical conversion kit. Mm. So it does away with the vacuum completely and changes it to basically a speedometer cable that goes from the, instead of the throttle, to the trans and gives you that signal.
Mm.
And so now they're about the same price to have this guy rebuild my VRV. It's about the same price as if I did this mechanical conversion. But I'm having trouble deciding which way I want to go. So if any of you out there have any experience with 7.3 IDIs with automatic transmissions that are in a van, let me know.
I know I don't.
Well, which one's more... dependable? Which one will last longer?
I don't know. You know, like
the mechanical conversion is new. The other guy's making parts that are the same.
But he's also making a part that Ford put millions of dollars into developing.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there is a lot of weight to factory products and not aftermarket shit, because they figured out how the shit works the best, sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Or with that specific situation, maybe they just took the lazy way out of like, oh, we don't know how we're gonna do this, so here's a bass-ackwards way of giving the transmission throttle position through vacuum. You know, like,
that's still pretty wild. Like, I don't even know how that works.
I barely know how fuel injection works.
What's fuel injection?
Magic. Hey, we got to remember to turn that air compressor off. We've left it on all week, I think.
No wonder it was full of water.
Yeah. Goodness.
Nice. Excuse me.
Ooh. Well, it's been an hour, guys.
So yeah.
We're going to call it for the day.
I'm going to stretch my legs out.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for those that stuck around, listen to the whole thing or watch the whole thing and all that fun nonsense. Check us out on the socials. We're having some issues with the streaming podcast services at the moment, but we're going to iron those out, and these will be available there if so desired. If not, you can always pay premium on the YouTubes and turn your screen off and listen to it through the YouTube. You can always do that, too.
You could do that.
Could.
But then again...
Yep, check out our Patreon, and and if you need any work done, as far as like custom suspension parts, four links, link kits, bag mounts, notches, etc. Let us know.
And you're not in this state, for example, for us to do the work for you.
Yeah.
We can supply you with the parts to do it yourself.
Yeah, we're ramping up some of the stuff that we're building, working on, not necessarily prototypes, because it's pretty self-explanatory, especially the parallel four link, the kits and all that stuff. It's all math. It's all super easy. So if there's, you want a custom link and you want Heim joints on one end or the other, we can do that for you. Check us out on Instagram with House of Lord and send us a message there. And we're working on a website for that as well. So all these things will be able to be purchased on houseoflord.com. It is a purchased, website. We own that website. And then also
it's not set up yet.
Yeah, and we're starting HOTLFAB, HOTLFAB.com. And that's where most of our parts will be put. Now, all this is pending. We're working on it. It's in the works. But like I said, if you need anything right now, let us know. Send us a message at House of Lord on Instagram, and we'll hook you up. We can make anything you want, size, length, whatever. Anyway, thanks for watching. You guys take care, and we'll see you around.
Bye.